I just need some help. I'm not meant to be here.
Don't tell me. You caught the wrong bus and here you are.
Yes. Yes.
Geez, I'd never be that stupid.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say to someone.
Yeah, I know. Still, I quite enjoyed saying it. So, who are you anyway?
Why, I'm Shai Yeti. I'm quite a well-known poet and podcaster back where I come from.
Rubbish you are.
I so am. I may be slightly exaggerating. Still, come on. Even the dead must have heard of Pride 48.
Nah, never.
Don't be a dumbo. You must have heard of them. What about Big Fatty? He's like the most famous of all of the podcasters. Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle. Squeak Kitty. No? What about the gang from Cocktails and Cream Puffs? Donna, Wendy and Joey. Or Pod is my co-pilot. Taffy, Rodan and Taylor the Latte Boy.
Now you're just making the names up.
I'm not.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I just need some help. I'm not meant to be here.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2418 of the BFO for Thursday, the 20th of April, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Me. Daniel Biba gave me a special brownie. Hello, dopeys. Benny. Hi, everyone. I hope you're 420 is going well, Benny. Y'all, I didn't get a chance to tell you what's coming up on the little show. Big Fatty, can we guess? Sure.
We got some voice letters?
Yes, I've got some voice letters.
You have a coupon?
Can you hear that?
Yes. We hear it. Did you buy any Doritos? I hope you... I hope you bought some jewelry. Big Fatty, I may have to go tee-tee. Bye-bye.
Can you hear that? Can you
hear it? It's lovely.
Y'all, as I do on hump day, y'all went to the Von Z's during my lunch hour. Y'all, I was going to get my normal two fried chicken reserves, but y'all, they have the 20-piece hot and spicy wings, 20 pieces for $9.99. Y'all, that seems like a pretty good deal to me, and if I eat about five of those, that's good enough for lunch for me. So, y'all, that's four lunches for $10. Y'all, they have the bag solids, buy one, get one free. So I got a Caesar solid and a Pear Gorgonzola solid. They had the Greek yogurts, 10 for $10, and y'all, they had some fresh blackberries on sale. I got four of the blackberry flavored, and then some sort of coconut and some sort of banana cream and just vanilla flavored yogurts, the Greek yogurts. Y'all, let's just see what else we got here. Y'all, they had some of these papad foods that you just cook yourself on sale. And y'all, so I thought I'd try them. I hadn't tried these before. I got the chicken cordon bleu, and y'all, it looked quite good. And y'all, they had some cut up vegetables, squash and onion with a garlic butter. And you just stick it in the microwave and it steams all that together. And they had a $2 coupon off on it. So, y'all, I thought I'd try that also. Y'all, they had a beef roast on sale. So I picked that up. I'll put that in the cracker pot this week. They had the Kraft American singles on sale. Two for $6. I got one of those. Y'all, they had the Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars. Y'all, I hadn't had any treats, ice cream treats here in a while. So, y'all, I got the Häagen-Dazs. Y'all, there was one. It was a vanilla ice cream and dark chocolate with little cookie bites on the outside. And then I got one that it was milk chocolate and chocolate inside with the almonds. the Armin Redenbacher's on the outside. Y'all, they have the Green Giant frozen vegetables on sale. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, I got me also a jar of peanut butter. It was on sale, 2 for $6. And y'all, Larry Clyde's been craving the Pepsi Zero. They will buy one, get one free. So I got those for him. He'll pay me back. Y'all spent $69.87, but I saved $29.83.
I didn't hear Doritos.
Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad. I have a question for you, so please cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, what's your question?
So my question here is, every day I try to not drink coffee because I'm not a big coffee person. But as I'm getting older, I'm finding that I actually need the coffee, probably because I've become addicted to the caffeine. So the day I didn't go to my usual coffee place to get coffee, I went to this different coffee place. Should coffee taste like somebody took a cigarette and put it out in your coffee? That's a sign that coffee is burnt, right? I know that you drink a lot of coffee. You drink coffee, you make your coffee at home, but how do I tell if it is a crappy coffee or if I'm just not a coffee person? I look forward to your answer. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. I agree with you. A lot of coffees are like that Starbuckle. That Starbuckle coffee, it tastes burnt. But maybe it's just the kind that I get, because you know they have all different kinds or whatever. But I think everybody's a little bit different. But I'm gonna tell you, I'd rather have some burnt tasting coffee than the cheap shit coffee. You know, you go somewhere and it's just like drinking hot brown water. Y'all, it just doesn't have any flavor. I mean, why bother not serving good coffee, baby?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad, and you said you needed content, so I'm going to blow it out here.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore."
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take this anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm not going to take it anymore!
I am so mad at my boyfriend right now. He got a new job, and the office that he's going to be working in, he's a minister of music, and he writes music, and he arranges music, and he has an orchestra. And the desk isn't conducive with his arranging music or whatever. So he wanted to buy a new desk to put in this office. It's not a real office, so he needs a cubicle, a desk. So I thought he was going to the city with a U-Haul to pick up a desk. No. He came back with an office full of cubicles in the U-Haul. Not all the, because they didn't all fit, so there's another load in the city. He paid $200 for it. And these things are freaking heavy, and they're piled in my garage. And I was pissed, and I said, why would you buy a whole office of cubicles? Well, it was $200, and it was a steal, and I could turn around and sell them and make some money. Come to find out, the guy he bought them for paid $4,000 for them and never used them. And that's why he was selling the whole lot for $200. So I looked at him, I'm like, you're an idiot. So then we pile the stuff in the garage to find out that the stuff that he needs to build his desk is on the bottom of the pile. And I said, well, that's really great. Why'd you do that? Then we had to move stuff out of the garage so we could fit the stupid cubicles in and had to put it back in my yard shed. I ended up getting stung by freaking bunch of hornets that were hiding in our deck umbrella in our shed, which I don't know how they got in there. And thankfully it was me and not him, because he's allergic. And he's making a big deal about it. And I said, well, I'm not allergic, but it still freaking hurts. And it still hurts today. And that was Monday. And I'm still pissed. So, anybody want some cubicles? Because I'm really ready to get rid of them on myself. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Fatty, so Fatty, as mad as a snake, just mad as a snake. Can I share you want some of my brownie, bitch?
Well, Gus Chad, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Sounds to me like you did indeed need to blow it out with Big Fatty. And, y'all, you know, this is an underutilized tool on the inner tubes, is blowing it out with Big Fatty. Big Fatty is because blowing it out and Big Fatty usually results in tooting. Tooting. Gus Chad, hopefully blowing it out with Big Fatty made you feel better. Now, I'm so sorry that you found yourself in a hornet's nest.
Fatty, you made a funny.
It sounds to me that perhaps you should set up cubicles in the love chamber. And when he is in the doghouse, so to speak, he has to go to his cubicle.
You're just silly.
But it does sound like, I have to say this, it does sound like I got a pretty good coupon on those cubicles. Of course, it doesn't do any good to get something at a good price if there's no way in hell you're ever going to use it. But, just stay on his ass. Stay on his ass about selling them, and then go on a vacation.
Big Fatty, I think that's just lovely. Just a lovely, lovely, lovely idea. Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, I guess y'all about halfway through Gus Chad's last call. Y'all, it started raining. Raining cats and dogs. So I went and just put my ferns out so they could get a nice little drenching out there on the front stoop of the villa. Y'all had a post over at the BFO from Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon says watching a movie called Serena. Cue the music. Big Fatty, she must have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Miss Bacon over there at the BFO. And she says, here's my Ask Big Fart Pants question. Why is it when people cooked the books, they wrote it down? Good Lord, Fart, every misdeed is eventually caught. But a paper trail? Crazy. Why? Thank you. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the comment over there at the BFO. Always lovely to hear from you. And Miss Bacon, this is an excellent question. I don't have any idea what the specific reference is,
Big Fatty, if you're going to be cooking the books, can you make some more of these brownies?
Oh, well no, Daniel has that special recipe.
Oh, okay.
Oftentimes, you know, the more people cook the book, so to speak, then you got to just keep cooking and cooking and cooking, and before you know it, you've become a book cooking chef, and that never ends well. You are correct, Miss Bacon. I think the idea is just do the right thing.
Yes, Miss Betty. Doritos.
Now, y'all, there was another comment posted over at the BFO, and y'all, I read this earlier, and y'all, I had tears, I tell you, coming down the front of my face, and y'all, it's from that Moose P. You know, he's former number one fan of the BFO up there in the North Kakalaki, and he writes, he says, Big Ratty, I did not know you worked for the Six Flags. Were you excited to meet Doris Day on the flume ride? Oh, Moose, thank you so much for the kerfuffle. Yes, I did work at Six Flags the summer before I left home and went off to college, and I worked in the games over in the new area. It was new when I was working there. It's called the Cotton States Exposition, and it's where they had the Great American Scream Machine, and they had all these carnival games and everything like that. But y'all, I got to talk on a micro hoist, and I was good at it, and that they liked me on it, and so y'all, I got to sit on my ass and talk on a microphone. Big Fatty, nothing has changed in 50 years. It's true, but to answer your question, I cannot even begin to tell you how thrilled I was to meet Doris Day on the flume, on the log flume, and the way I celebrated that is I found this this elderly lady, and I went and ate French fried potatoes with her, and I did it every day. Every day, and then one day she just decided. Maybe she decided that she wanted popcorn or something. Betty. Oh dear Gussie, Moose P, your best setup line ever. Ever! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I meant to tell you on yesterday's little show that the Survivor is 2 hours long this week, and the Big Run tonight is 2 hours long. So if you're watching the Survivor and the Big Run, it's going. You have to hold your TT an extra out.
Okay.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Shy Yeti from the Shy Life little show. And Shy Yeti, just out of curiosity, what does it feel like to be on Big Fatty's opening?
I just need some help. I'm not meant to be here.
Oh, Big Fatty, did she get the Doritos yet? I need Doritos.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
Big Fatty, is it over?
Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
Okay, that's 619-RUINED-1.
And ask a question or just natter with the fat line.
Hi, bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.